Dikembe Mutombo's 4.5 weeks to save the world.
Dikembe!
Oh yes, my trustly bear friend, Sans the Bear.
No time for pleasantries, Dikembe. Look, a South Korean dance is sweeping the country and now Americans are too busy dancing to vote.
You are right. I was completely not thinking about voting just then.
If it isn't stopped, it will surely be the end of the world.
That is one of the most bizarre and absolutely hysterical things that I have ever seen. Old Spice and Dikembe Mutombo, who's joining us right now, have launched Dikembe Mutombo's 4.5 weeks to save the world. Great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
So when you read the script, when you heard what this was about, what did you think?
For someone who's been devoting his life about saving women and children in Africa, and to hear that the Maya calendar, yeah, project that the war will end in December 21st, it was very easy for me to team up with Allspice and to promote this new video game, also to promote our new champion sense that's coming up about that the world will not end in December 21st, that we all are gonna be around. All you have to do is go to the computer, go to the allspicesavetheworld.com, and from there you can play the game and be part of the team that is working to change the calendar.
Oh, we have played the game for sure, and it's not a surprise that you're involved in a great cause because you really have spent most of your life devoted to great causes. But I have to ask you a very not serious question. Why in this game are you holding a turkey?
Hey, everyone is hungry for turkey, man. We just celebrate one of the most American traditions, which is a Thanksgiving. And we have a wonderful time. We got a chance to eat with our loved one a big turkey. And that's why I was holding the turkey in the game one.
Now, we have a regular on this show who I don't want to forget because I need you to send a message to Gary Payton. Obviously, you played against him. You guys are friends, you were telling me. You blocked shots of his. So give us a finger wag and give us a little something for Gary Payton that we can play to him later this week.
Gary Payton, this is a finger wag that sent you home back in 1994. I hope you didn't forget
Gary Payton,
about that. That was Dikembe Mutombo when his name was called Mam Mutombo.
Did Gary Payton talk trash to you? Because he says he's the greatest trash talker of all time.
I think there's nobody in this league history who have come close to Gary Payton or will come close to Gary Payton when it comes to trash talking. He was the only guy who can talk trash without getting a technical foul. I don't know why. Was he working with the referee during his career or what? Today, if you say something to the ref, you get a technical foul. But Gary Payton, over 16, 17 years, he didn't get no technical foul for talking trash back to the ref.
Dikembe, I've always wondered, when you do the finger wag, and if you could do that for me now, did you say no, no, no as well? Did you say anything when you were given the wag?
I said no, 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 you cannot fly in the house of Mutombo without permission. That means, I'm in a control tower at the airport. You can just come in the airport without permission. So I'm controlling everything. I'm a policeman, and I'm protecting the basket. So for you to get a layup or a dunk, you got to make sure that Mutombo is sitting on the bench.
Well, how did you make this up? Like, how did that get started, the finger wag?
I think starting 93, 94 season, when I realized that I have improved myself to be among the best defensive player in the league history, that I have a chance to go on in the history book to be remembered as one of the best. And I said that I have to come up with some trademark that people will remember. I used to shake my head like this, and I felt that nobody didn't understand what was happening. I said, maybe the finger wag in your face will let you know that do not bring that thing up here.
Ask me this question. Say, Michael, can we keep talking longer?
Michael, can we keep talking longer?
No, Dikembe, we're out of time. But you are, 13 years ago when you were on OTR, you were one of my favorite guys. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a great time spending time with you.
And people have got to check this out. Dikembe Mutombo, you've seen the website. You've heard about it. Check it out. We'll wrap up the show. And as we do, we'll see more of this amazing video. Thanks, Dikembe.
Thank you.